Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now at an end, the boycott of a late-night host by two broadcast companies.
It does appear to be a win for Jimmy Kimmel.
Strong views on a report into evacuation failures during the Eaton wildfire.
Had we had more timely response, we would have seen less people die.
And getting into the spooky spirit at Disneyland.
There is pumpkin spice everything, and then there are actual Mickey Mouse pumpkins everywhere.
Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, September 26th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up, Dodgers delight amid World Series hope. Those serious questions about the devastating wildfire that killed 19 people in Altadena. And one KNX reporter really enjoying herself in Anaheim. And why not? It is Friday. But first, all ABC TV stations will once again be airing Jimmy Kimmel Live. That's because both the Nexstar and Sinclair groups have said they will be putting the show back on air. Last week, they yanked Kimmel from their schedules because of his comments about the accused killer of Charlie Kirk, and, as we all know, set off a furious debate about free speech amid claims of government censorship. I called up a top observer of TV and politics to get reaction to the move. So talking to Ted Johnson, politics editor for Deadline, you've been following this. You've been on our air talking about it already, past sort of crazy week and a bit. And now the latest is both the two ABC TV groups, affiliates groups that were refusing to carry Jimmy Kimmel are now from tonight, from Friday night, going to start carrying him again. What do you make of this? I suppose one way to start it, is this a win for Jimmy Kimmel? Could it just be put as bluntly as that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so far it looks like a win for Jimmy Kimmel. For example, Sinclair Broadcasting, which is the largest holder of ABC affiliates, had originally said that Jimmy Kimmel has to make this contribution to Turning Point Foundation, apologize to the family. And in their statement today, they even said that ABC has to hire an ombudsman, a kind of an independent arbiter of some of these disputes, none of which appears to have been agreed upon, yet they are bringing Kimmel back. So in that sense, it does appear to be a win for Jimmy Kimmel. Same with Nexstar. They put out a statement, and there's no real indication of what the concessions were, you know, what ABC is going to do from this point forward.
Now it's a few days to digest it. They got it out quickly on YouTube, that monologue, the first monologue back by Jimmy Kimmel. So the tone he struck seems to have worked, because I know, you know, the bit that he got really emotional at, which I know a lot of people have since it happened, is what the widow of Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, said at that memorial service. And he talked about that. And this isn't usual fodder for a, you know, comic monologue, but there it was. And that was part of a sort of bit more, you know, I never wanted to make fun of a young man who'd been murdered, was another of his lines. I mean, he was going out of his way to say, you know, I'm not just going to riff on conservatives and just be really objectionable.
Yes, I think I saw that monologue at the same point. It was still pushing back on Donald Trump, but at the same time, he was acknowledging a conservative point of view. He was acknowledging what Erica Kirk had said, which was really kind of extraordinary, at her husband's memorial service, where she said, "I forgive my husband's assailant." And I think in Kimmel's case, it sounded genuine, and that probably matters more than a half-hearted apology. And I think that probably went a long way to kind of resolving the situation with the station.
Ted Johnson of Deadline. LA County leaders are set to take up an independent report next week on the failure to evacuate people in time during the Eaton wildfire in Altadena. Many residents got evacuation orders many hours after they should have got them. In the end, 19 people died in the fire. The report spotlighted a series of failures ranging from outdated tech to lousy communication to a lack of clear planning. I talked about the report with the state senator who represents Altadena, Sasha Renee Perez.
We basically know the details here, and everyone knows something really bad went wrong on that night as this horrible fire was moving far quicker and far further than anyone expected. And the faults with the evacuations. What do you make of the report as a whole? Because it says no one individual is to blame, but there were a lot of things went wrong. I mean, it is a pretty horrifying picture of an emergency response. We don't want to unnecessarily, you know, accuse anyone, or, you know, because there was lots of bravery on that night by deputies, by firefighters, by ordinary people. But something very, very badly went wrong. What do you make of the outlines of this report?
I think what it's really highlighted is that we have to do disaster response differently. And, you know, I think as the LA Times pointed out, many of the recommendations that are in this report actually were in previous reports that were performed after the Woolsey fire. And it's really incumbent upon us, you know, to step up and to really take those recommendations and take them to the point of implementation. I mean, things like staff capacity, you know, investing in updated technology and resources, it's going to take time and it's going to take money. But the reality is that we never know when the next disaster is going to hit. And, you know, I think seeing this report really highlights that we're frankly unprepared in many ways and that we have a lot to do in order to make sure that we're really prepared if we're hit by another large-scale disaster here in LA County.
Now, people who follow this, and especially people locally, know that as late as 3 a.m., there were people in West Altadena who hadn't had any evacuation alerts. Some people, even today, say they never got an alert. And obviously, mm-hmm. It's very difficult circumstances. Everyone appreciates that. But the report talked about how the agencies involved didn't really have any way of communicating properly except in person. I mean, things like that are a bit shocking, aren't they? And does it suggest that maybe, and it's horrible to say, I mean, it's a horrible situation all round that everyone's been dealing with for eight, 9 months now, that some of these deaths may have been preventable?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think had we had more timely response, we would have seen, you know, less people die, right? Because we would have seen those evacuation warnings go out earlier. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there were an entire set of circumstances that made it very, very challenging even for people to even have cell service. I mean, I can tell you, I was calling residents in real time that I knew, you know, even members of my family that are up in the Altadena area, the foothills area, and many were losing service as they were speaking to me. I mean, it was horrifying. And so I think those conditions are ready. The extremely high winds, the fact that you had towers and light poles that were falling in real time and homes that were being significantly damaged and so many people trying to make emergency calls all at the same time. You know, it had a real impact on the system. So, you know, certainly had things been done differently and people received adequate notice and they had been able to evacuate sooner, I do think it would have made a difference. And I've heard from so many constituents that have shared with me that they either received evacuation warnings incredibly, incredibly late, or did not receive anything at all.
And I know the LA Times has done quite a lot of very good digging and reporting on this, been, you know, quite a presence in Altadena, talking to people there. You know, there's the suggestion here, west of Lahik, west Altadena, got treated differently than east of Altadena. And of course, there's a history in the area of basically institutional racism, you could call it. And obviously, you know, the very well-established black community in Altadena seemed to be disproportionately impacted. I mean, you know, there is going to be bad feelings after this. What do you make of that? Because part of this is just mistakes were made. But how about that sort of, you know, what people are talking about, that some of this may have to do with race, which is a very nasty accusation to make. And but it's what people have been saying.
Yeah. Well, I think certainly, you know, constituents that I've spoken to and residents that I've spoken to have very strong feelings about this. West Altadena is predominantly black. It's predominantly Latino. You know, it has more renters. And so because of that, and because I think 18 of the 19 deaths occurred west of Lake, there are really strong concerns about that in terms of the response times and really the lack of emergency notifications that went out. You know, I think what you saw in the report that was highlighted was there seemed to be a miscommunication that was happening. You know, there were calls that were being made, 911 calls, you know, reporting smart fires, reporting damaged buildings, reporting smoke. And for whatever reason, it seemed as though, you know, the fire department was saying that they were going out to those locations and not able to verify which buildings were burning or not, and that they weren't able to verify some of those reports. And so that communication issue, I think, is something that we need to look, you know, more into to better understand what happened there. You know, obviously, people want to know that when they're making a phone call and reaching out to 911, you know, that someone's going to show up and evacuate, send out that evacuation notice if it's necessary.
That's the state lawmaker who represents Altadena, Sasha Renee Perez. And we'll hear much more about this next week, as I was saying, at the LA County Board of Supervisors, who will be discussing that report. And we here are set to implement the recommendations as fast as possible. Well, they are the champions again. The Dodgers are celebrating their 12th NL West title in 13 years. 12 in 13 years. Pretty good record, right? And they clinched their playoff spot in style, thumping the Diamondbacks 8-0 in Phoenix. Manager Dave Roberts gave a speech to the team right before the champagne started popping in the locker room.
Let's have fun. Let's enjoy tonight because you guys deserve it. But don't lose that edge. Keep that f***ing edge for 5 more weeks. Congratulations!
The sound of Dodgers players sounding very jazzed, and superstar pitcher Clayton Kershaw spoke with Dodgers broadcaster Spectrum Sportsnet LA after those champagne corks popped.
You want your shirt back?
No, I don't want my shirt back. I don't want goggles. I don't want a shirt. I hardly want pants, Dave.
All right, we'll end it right there before it goes any further.
Oh dear, nearly getting in trouble on live TV. The Dodgers will now try to win a second straight World Series. That's something that hasn't happened in 25 years. I think it was the Yankees who last did it. There I am displaying my baseball knowledge. Who knew? We talked about the Dodgers' chances with Noel Sanchez of the website Dodgers Nation.
Good teams win one World Series titles, but generational teams win multiple. And I know this team wants to be generational. This team wants to be a dynasty. And just keeping that in mind, you have the entire clubhouse buying in, from the bullpen to the position players to the starting pitchers. I think that's just the best way to keep that edge, knowing that you want to go down in the history books.
The Dodgers also trying to win their third World Series in 5 years. The last team to do that, the hated Giants of San Francisco, 2010, 2012, and 2014. But let's draw a veil over that. Meanwhile, over at the happiest place on Earth, you know, that pair of theme parks in Anaheim ruled over by a mouse, they're really ramping up for Halloween. Our fun correspondent, Natalie Tavidian, was live on our air getting into the spirit.
So the drizzle I was telling you about earlier here in Disneyland, it actually stopped. So I'm happy about that. Hopefully that means I'll get fireworks tonight. And we are talking about Halloween today. There are pumpkins everywhere. There's the big Mickey Mouse pumpkin here on Main Street, which I am currently walking toward. There's a big line for people to take a photo in front of the pumpkin. So the haunted mansion that's returned, it has an all new gingerbread house that's as spooky as it is sweet. And then once the sun sets, the skies will light up with a supernatural spectacle of what's called Halloween Scream. So that's like a light show on the buildings with all the Disney villains. And then over at California Adventure, there are several fan favorite rides over there that have been transformed into Halloween. So you've got Guardians of the Galaxy, Monsters After Dark, you've got Mater's Graveyard. And then that's not all. Plaza de la Familia is also back. It has food, music, and traditions inspired from Pixar's Coco. So that's actually ongoing until November 2nd. And then Disney's Halloween is here through Halloween, October 31st.
And pumpkin spice everything. You said
yes, the food, there is pumpkin spice everything, and then there are actual Mickey Mouse pumpkins everywhere too. So I haven't tried any of the sweets yet, but I will get to them.
A really sweet way to end your LA SoCal local for Friday, September the 26th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all from me for now. Have a happy weekend, and on Monday, you'll get your update from my colleague, Char Shitanishi. For now, goodbye, good luck, and of course, cheers!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.